Morning, Masechta Zvachim. We're in the second parak. We are in the second Mishnah, which discusses that when it comes to a person who's involved in the Shechita, the slaughtering of the sacrifices, you have to not only do the right thing, you also have to have the right machshavos, you have to have the right thoughts. And therefore, at the time that a person has this machshava, you cannot think that it should be done chutzlim komo, outside of its proper place, or for that matter, chutz mizmana. A person does it outside of the proper time. When there's certain karbanos, you have only a certain amount of time to be able to eat those karbanos, for example. So if a person, even if they didn't actually end up doing it, but they had the improper thoughts at that time, that will invalidate it. So now we're going to see this mission, and it's not only referring to shechita, but it's any other step of the avoda. If a person has this improper thought, it invalidates it. So let's see the beginning of Mishnah Beis today. Hashoyched es hazevach lizrek damo b'chutz. A person slaughters an offering, and he's thinking that he's doing it on condition that he'll sprinkle the blood outside of the azar, outside of the sanctuary, or mixas damo b'chutz. Even if he'll do some of it properly, but some of it will be not done properly, some of it will be done in the azara. In that case, it will be possible. Lahatir es imurav b'chutz, or mixas imurav b'chutz. The imurim are referring to portions of the carbon, sacrificial parts, and they need to be consumed on the mizbeach. So if a person had the intention that they should be brought b'chutz, outside of where they were supposed to be burned, or even part of them also will be invalid. Now, even if they didn't do it, the wrong thing, they only had the wrong thoughts. Le'echol b'sar b'chutz, o kezayis mivsar b'chutz. And this, it depends what type of carbon we're dealing with over here. If we're dealing with something which is under the category of kashya kadoshim, then that means it has to be actually eaten in the azar, in the sanctuary. If a person had the intention to eat it outside, then it's invalid. Or, for that matter, if we're dealing with things which do not have the same level of sanctity, kadoshim kalim, which needs to be in Yerushalayim. So if your intention is to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, that will also invalidate it. Then the Mishnah concludes and says, O Echo Kazais Mior Ha'aliyah B'chutz, if a person has the intention to eat from these various skins, from this other carbon, even though it is royal achila, even though it's something which is fit to be eaten, posel, in all these situations, the carbon is invalid, and you're not allowed to continue in the service, and you're not allowed to eat the meat from this animal. However, v'ein bo kares, as we said before, again, the person, if they would end up eating from this meat, they would not be punished with kares. So, b'chanam nechatzuk rosh baruch hu v'chanam tishnemar, adonai chafetz amansit koyedot rabbi adi.